Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. I wanted to talk to you because you have published your Market Monitor fourth quarter report. Why don't you tell our listeners what that is?
Well, the Market Monitor is an adjunct to our annual U.S. floor report, and it keeps tabs on the American and Canadian economies and the floor covering sales and floor covering markets within those two countries. And it tracks where we are year to date against our forecast in the floor report.
Mm-hmm. It was an interesting reading. I've just spent the past hour looking through it. And obviously, you feel really good about what's going to happen next year. You also talk a little bit about the fact that 14 didn't materialize like you had thought it was. Why don't we talk about that first?
Yeah, we had forecasted a 5.6% increase in dollar sales in the United States, and we only got 3%. Main reason for that was the shortfall in single-family housing construction. We and IHS Global Insights, who are economic data providers, underestimated, as did a lot of people.
I think the whole world missed it.
Yeah, it dragged our forecast down a little bit, so...
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to a 2015 being a very sunny day after a lot of bleakness.
Yeah. Did you see the news we ran on Floor Daily? I believe it was the first of the week or late last week, where Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are lowering the minimum down payment required down to 3%. So that should get some other people into the market, don't you think?
I hope so. The banks have been playing a nasty little game with consumers where they had tightened up their lending requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And their credit scores they require, things like that. And I think that more than anything last year hurt single-family home construction. I'm hoping that they loosen that up and stop investing in arbitraging their money with the federal government and start moving on to helping the economy.
All right. Well, let me just tell you, I'm real impressed with this report. I concur with most of the things you're saying. You've got a quick little interview here. We don't have time to go through it all. But one of the things I want to point out is that, I mean, you go through every category, you go through every channel, and you talk about where it is based on where you thought it was going to be. Take, for instance, one of the things you pointed out, that the home centers are outpacing the independent retailers, right?
Yeah, they are continuing to expand their base. Home Depot less so, but Menards and Lowe's, and both have announced big plans for next year for expansion. And the flooring stores continue to contract their base. Now, we did have an interesting development in November, mm-hmm. where Floor & Decor announced they're going public and published a lot of their financials.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a decent run of growth, and obviously they're a floor covering store a la Lumber Liquidators, but it looks like the big guys are gaining ground on the little guys.
Right. Another thing you do in this thing is you give a little read, like that, for instance, for a 12-month period, you give us a read on how the Dow Jones Industrial has done, which is, you know, it's up 12.4%. And then you go and talk about the flooring companies and how they performed versus that. You know, like Home Depot is up 26%, Lowe's is up 16%, but a lot of the manufacturers are down. And when you talk about Shaw, you can talk about Berkshire Hathaway, but there's,
right.
you know, there's a lot, that's a lot else in that. I mean, you got insurance and railroads and a lot of other things in there, right?
Right. And, you know, and all their investments in people like Coca-Cola and whoever else.
All right. Well, give us a couple more of the highlights that our listeners might want to hear about.
We're seeing home building rising strong next year, mm-hmm. up around 20% in units. We're going to see a return, I think, back to 1.2 million housing units, which is close to the 1.4 million that's typical for the United States. I'm sure that'll be a big relief to everybody and a big boost to a lot of floor covering sales. The other thing we're seeing is another return of the commercial market. We're seeing some gains across the board. I guess the only areas that are going to lag a little bit are healthcare and institutional. Healthcare, obviously, because of all the upheaval in the insurance industry right now with the Affordable Care Act and everything else. And the institutional, because of the tax situation and tax revenues and the fact that a lot of retirees now are coming of age where they're retiring and they're moving from areas like the Northeast to the Sun Belt. And that's dislocating the tax bases in a lot of school districts at the same time when more kids are going to city schools, and puts a big pressure on the school districts and on their funding bases. those areas are going to be squeezed. Just about every other area is going to be strong, though.
Yeah. So actually, you're mirroring. I interviewed Bob Murray, you know, with the Dodge Report a couple of weeks ago, and it sounds like you and he are on the same page.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement with that thinking, and we're seeing it in our own little economic research. So.
Yeah. One of the things you do point out in this, I think is very interesting, is this consumer sentiment index. I mean, it's through the roof, isn't it? It hadn't been this high in a long time, has it?
No, and it's strange. Consumer disposable income is up, so that's a good thing. The employment situation is improving, but it's hard to get at the real nub of what's going on with employment, because unless you have the time to get in and dig through the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers, you don't know how much is really part-time or how much is 30 hours, how many people got cut back, and, you know, how many people are working second jobs. But the bottom line is people are enthusiastic.
You know, when you just look at the wholesale value of the floor covering business, I think when we looked at the end of last year, we were looking at about a $20 billion industry, which peaked before the recession at about 24 and a half. So where do you think 15 is going to take us?
Well, I think we're going to be up about 6.6% in dollars. So you're looking a little north of $21 billion. And I think that we're on the road to recovery there. And I'm looking forward to another couple of years of good returns for everybody.
That's great. It's fantastic. All right, so this is a 185-page book. If somebody wants to get a hold of it, how do they do that?
Well, they can get a hold of me. Give me a call, 610-927-2299.
Okay, great, Santo. Well, if I don't talk to you, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and look forward to working with you next year. Again, we're talking to Santo Tercivia, an economist that focuses his analysis on the floor covering business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.